This is Unit 20 of Pimsleur's Danish. Mr. Hansen arrives at the Jensens' home.
Han vil gerne tale med hr. Jensen.
He would like to speak with Mr. Jensen. You'll hear,
Hyggeligt at se dig,
which means pleasant to see you.
Lyt til samtalen. Fru Jensen?
Hr. Hansen, værsgo. Kom ind. Hvordan går det?
Helt fint, tak. Og du?
Meget godt.
Jeg vil gerne tale med din mand. Er han her?
Min mand? Ja, han er her. Mathias, Hansen er her.
Hyggeligt at se dig, Hansen.
Hvad vil du have at drikke? En kop kaffe? Eller mineralvand?
Et glas mineralvand, tak.
In this conversation, you heard Mr. Hansen addressed as both Mr. Hansen and then Hansen. In Denmark, it's common to use only the last name when addressing a man.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til. Fru Jensen?
Herr Hansen, værsgo. Kom ind. Hvordan går det?
Helt fint, tak. Og du?
Meget godt.
Jeg vil gerne tale med din mand. Er han her?
Min mand? Ja, han er her. Mathias, Hansen er her.
Hyggeligt at se dig, Hansen.
Hvad vil du have at drikke? En kop kaffe? Eller mineralvand?
Et glas mineralvand, tak.
If you're introduced to someone, how do you say, pleased to meet you?
Hyggeligt at møde dig. Møde.
Say, I'm called Emil Olsen.
Jeg hedder Emil Olsen. Hedder.
Now say, he would like to have a glass of beer.
Han vil gerne have et glas øl.
But you can get a cup of coffee.
Men du kan få en kop kaffe.
Wine is more expensive.
Vin er dyrere. Dyrere.
Say, he speaks faster.
Han taler hurtigere. Hurtigere.
Suppose you're an American woman in Denmark hosting a party for some business associates. Your name is Karen Hayes. How would you introduce yourself?
Jeg hedder Karen Hayes.
Now a couple arrives. Say, be so good, come in.
Værsgo, kom ind.
What's the word for you if you address more than one person?
I.
Speaking to both of them, ask if they want to have something to drink.
Vil I have noget at drikke?
He says, yes, we would like to have something to drink.
Ja, vi vil gerne have noget at drikke.
How does he ask if you have mineral water?
Har du mineralvand?
He explains, I'm going to drive.
Jeg skal køre.
But my wife can get a glass of wine.
Men min hustru kan få et glas vin.
Now how does he ask you where your husband is?
Hvor er din mand?
Ask, my husband?
Min mand?
He isn't here.
Han er ikke her. Han?
Try to say, he's in America.
I Amerika.
Han er i Amerika. Amerika. I Amerika.
In Washington.
I Washington.
Meaning both you and your husband, he asks, do you live in America?
Bor I i Amerika? Bor I i Amerika? Bor I i Amerika?
Say, yes, we live in New York.
New York.
Ja, vi bor i New York. I New York.
Now he asks, do you have children?
Lyt og gentag. Har I børn? Børn. Har I børn?
Meaning both of you, how does he ask, do you have children?
Har I børn?
Try to answer, yes, we have two children.
Ja, vi har to børn. To børn. Vi har to børn.
Meaning him and his wife ask, and you?
Og I?
Continue to mean more than one person until you're acute otherwise. Ask, do you have children?
Har I børn?
He answers, yes, we have also children.
Ja, vi har også børn.
Ask how many.
Hvor mange?
Try to ask, how many children do you have?
Hvor mange børn har I? Hvor mange børn har I?
He answers, we have three children.
Vi har tre børn. Tre børn.
Two boys.
Lyt og gentag. To drenge. Drenge. To drenge.
Say two boys.
To drenge.
Ask him again how many children they have.
Hvor mange børn har I?
He answers, we have two boys.
Vi har to drenge. Drenge.
And a girl.
Lyt og gentag. Og en pige. Pige. En. En pige.
How does he say, a girl?
En pige. En.
Notice this word for a. You use
en
because the word for girl is a common noun. How do you say a glass of beer?
Et glas øl. Et.
You say
it
because glass is neuter. Now say a cup of coffee.
En kop kaffe. En.
The word for cup is a common noun. And now say again, a girl.
En pige. En.
How does he say, we have a girl?
Vi har en pige.
And you?
Og I?
You tell him, we have two girls.
Lyt og gentag.
Vi har to piger. Piger. Piger.
Say, we have two girls.
Vi har to piger.
Repeat after the speaker. A girl, two girls.
En pige, to piger. En pige, to piger.
Say again that you have two girls.
Vi har to piger.
You want to add, we'd also like to have a boy. A boy.
Lyt og gentag.
En dreng. Dreng. En dreng.
Say a boy.
En dreng.
We have two girls.
Vi har to piger. To piger.
We'd also like to have a boy.
Vi vil også gerne have en dreng. En dreng. Vi vil også gerne have en dreng.
He tells you again, we have a girl.
Vi har en pige. En pige.
And two boys.
Og to drenge. To drenge.
Later you're speaking to another couple. Say again, I'm called Karen Hayes.
Jeg hedder Karen Hayes.
Now ask them, how many children do you have?
Hvor mange børn har I? Hvor mange børn?
The man answers, two children.
To børn.
A boy and a girl.
En dreng og en pige. En dreng og en pige.
He's going to say, the boy is grown up. First, do you remember how to say the wine?
Vinen. Vinen.
Try to say the boy.
Drengen. Drengen. Drengen.
Now here's the word for grown up.
Lyt og gentag. Voksen. Sen. Vok. Voksen. Voksen.
How would he say the boy is grown up?
Drengen er voksen. Drengen er voksen.
How do you say a boy?
En dreng. En. En dreng.
And how do you say the boy?
Drengen. Drengen. Drengen.
Here's how to say the girl.
Lyt og gentag.
Pigen. Pigen.
Since
p
already ends in e, you need only add
in
as the. Say the girl.
Pigen.
Say together, a girl, the girl.
En pige, pigen. En pige, pigen.
He says again, the boy is grown up.
Drengen er voksen. Voksen.
Ask, and the girl?
Og pigen. Pigen.
Is she grown up?
Er hun voksen? Er hun voksen?
Try to ask, is the girl also grown up?
Er pigen også voksen? Er pigen også voksen?
He answers, no, only the boy.
Nej, kun drengen.
Only the boy is grown up.
Kun drengen er voksen.
Ask again if the girl is also grown up.
Er pigen også voksen?
He tells you, no, the girl is not grown up.
Nej, pigen er ikke voksen.
Suppose your name is Karen Martin, and you've been invited to a get-together at the home of the Olsons. You ring the doorbell, and Mr. Olson opens the door. How does he say, Mrs. Martin, good evening?
Fru Martin, god aften. Fru Martin.
Be so good. Come in.
Værsgo. Kom ind.
He introduces you to his wife. Say, I'm Karen Martin.
Jeg hedder Karen Martin.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Olson.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Olsen.
He asks you, do you want to have a glass of wine?
Vil du have et glas vin?
Tell him, just mineral water, please.
Kun mineralvand, tak. Mineralvand.
I'm going to drive later.
Jeg skal køre senere.
Indicating his wife, he says she would like a glass of wine.
Hun vil gerne have et glas vin.
You notice someone who looks familiar. Ask Mr. and Mrs. Olson if they know who that is.
Ved I, hvem det er?
He introduces you to another guest. How does the man say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Martin?
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Martin.
Now he asks, is your husband also here?
Er din mand også her? Er din mand også her?
Say, no, he's in America.
Nej, han er i Amerika. Han er i Amerika.
Now he asks you another question, but you don't understand. Tell him, you speak fast.
Du taler hurtigt.
He laughs and says, my wife speaks faster.
Min hustru taler hurtigere. Hurtigere.
Meaning him and his wife, ask him if they have children.
Har I børn? Har I børn?
He answers, yes, we have two boys and two girls.
Ja, vi har to drenge og to piger. Piger. To drenge og to piger.
They live here in Denmark. First, they.
Lyt og gentag. De. De.
Now try to say, they live here.
De bor her. De bor her.
They live here in Denmark.
Danmark. De bor her i Danmark. I Danmark.
How does he say, we have two boys and two girls?
Vi har 2 drenge og 2 piger.
They live here in Denmark.
De bor her i Danmark.
He asks about your family. Say, we have 3 children.
Vi har 3 børn.
2 boys and a girl.
2 drenge og 1 pige. 1 pige. 2 drenge og 1 pige.
He misunderstood. How does he ask? 2 girls and a boy?
2 piger og en dreng. 2 piger og en dreng.
Say, no, 2 boys and a girl.
Nej, 2 drenge og 1 pige.
How would he ask, are they here in Denmark?
Er de her i Danmark? Her i Danmark?
Answer, no, they're in America.
Nej, de er i Amerika. De er i Amerika.
With my husband.
Med min mand.
They're in America with my husband.
De er i Amerika med min mand.
We live in New York.
Vi bor i New York. I New York.
But the girl is grown up.
Men pigen er voksen. Pigen er voksen.
She's in Boston.
Boston.
Hun er i Boston. Boston. I Boston.
Now suppose you're an American man in Denmark with your wife and children. You've just been introduced to a Danish woman, Mrs. Jensen. Addressing her by name, tell her that you're pleased to meet her.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Jensen.
After an exchange of pleasantries, she asks you about your family.
Lyt og svar.
Use complete sentences.
Er din hustru også her i Danmark?
Ja, min hustru er også her i Danmark.
Har I børn?
Ja, vi har børn.
Drenge eller piger?
Using we, tell her that you have 2 boys and a girl.
Vi har 2 drenge og 1 pige.
Now say that the girl is grown up.
Pigen er voksen.
Hvor er de? Er de også her i Danmark?
Ja, de er også her i Danmark.
Du forstår dansk meget godt.
Say, no, not so well.
Nej, ikke så godt.
Listen to what you might add.
Men tak skal du have. Men tak skal du have.
This means literally, but thanks you're going to have. It's another common way to say thank you. The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 20. Read number 1.
Knup.
Read number 2.
Kisten.
Number 3. The N at the end of the first word is silent.
Kan du køre?
4.
Knytte.
Now look at number 5. As with the KN, An initial GN is also pronounced as two letters. Try to read number 5. The D is the soft D.
Gnide. Gnide.
Read number 6.
Gnæver. Gnæver.
7.
Skål.
Try to read number 8. The final E on the second word is silent.
Han skulle skaffe hjælp.
Read number 9.
Jeg står på ski.
Number 10.
Solen skinner.
Try number 11. The ER is silent.
Skære. Skære.
12.
Jeg skønner ikke.
Listen and repeat. Number 13.
Skydedør. Skydedør.
Look at number 14. The letter combination SJ makes a sh sound. Try it.
Sjælland.
Number 15.
Sjov. Sjov.
Read number 16. The CH combination also makes a sh sound.
Chokolade.
Read number 17.
Han blev sjaskvåd. Sjask.
Read 18.
Han sjuskede med penslen.
19.
Det begynder at blæse. Det begynder at blæse.
Read number 20.
Det blæser, og regnen sjasker ned. Regnen.
This is the end of Unit 20 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.